getting is easy, but then it gets, then as it can go on, it gets more complicated. Chatas oif, yeah, you could have these say the soilis. Chatas oif nas lamat v'chatas v'hem lamat lamat. Okay, so the woman gives birth. A woman gives birth. She has two births. A chatas and ma'ila. Chatas goes lamata. And the chatas oif nas says lamata v'chatas v'hem lamat. An animal goes lamat. Okay, lamat michodas sikra, correct. Oilasa if nasis lamalan, the oil of the bird goes lamalan, the oilas may malamatan. Okay, the machine of Zilva Zepas, that's there. Okay, say the kinim kaki. This is the say of kinim hachoiva, echoiva. Echot chatas vechot oil. When a woman has an obligation to bring a choiva, an obligation, leoledis, one is a chatas, one is an oila, benedam vedovais, kulam oilis. Is there neder? What's a neder? Hare, hoimer, hare alai, oila. So far, so good. Now we come to all the fun begins. Good. Why? Because why musa kulan? Because it's right. So but you don't know what to do. It's, if you do it the wrong way, it's not going to be good. Okay. So then we'll.
No pitul. It's davar shebeminyan.
Right. There's no. That's posh. Right. That's posh. There's no. But there's no tikkun. There's nothing you can possibly do.
But I'm saying the reason there's no pitul is davar shebeminyan.
Right. Correct. Okay. Fine. Okay. Yeah. Now chatos. Now
there's an old mice already.
Now, third line. Chatos is over b'chayva. Chatos shenis over b'chayva. Ein kosh el lekamin chatos b'chayva. So what do we have? We have over here chatos that one chat gets mixed in a chayva. Now what is a chayva? One is an oila and one is a kamin chatos. So it's two again. There are two chatos and one oila. Right. That's what we have. We have over here now three birds. A chatos gets mixed with a chayva. A chayva is a chatos and oila. So what's the sacha call? Three birds, two are chatois, one is another. We do not know which one is which. So ein kosher ella kemin chatois shebechayva. Now what does it mean? It's only because according to the number of chatois in the chayva, that means one. Now what does it mean exactly? Let's see over here. Rashi on the left side. Okay, wherever this parish is, we'll work with this parish wherever it is. There are many Purushim, by the way, everything, the many Purushim, but we have over here.
So which one
are
you?
The left side. Okay, the left side. So, Ein Kosh, the top line. Ein Kosh, Elik Min, Oilish, Eliminion, that's the wrong Rashi. Ein Kosh.
I don't see V'chein Oilish and Sarah B'chayva. The left side?
Wait, there is no Rashi.
The left side, the Kan Seduma? I don't know what you're reading.
No, there is no Rashi over here. Which Rashi is this? I'm sorry. There's no Rashi here on this. On the right side. Okay, the right side. On the right, so we have to go learn the right Tosfos, okay? Okay, Tosfos is Rashi.
What are you doing over here?
No, on the right.
What's that on the left side? The
left side is the parish. The parish is parish Leinoid Alami. We do not know who wrote this, but Mechor Rashi did not write this. That's not even relevant. But the problem over here is that he doesn't say anything. Whoever wrote it didn't comment. So we need commentary. So the commentary will have to suffice from Tosfos on the right side. Tosfos, he wrote a parish similar to Rashi. Whoever the Tosfos is.
So first of all, before we go back to what is the difference? We have Chatas that was in Sarva Be'oila, or Oila in Sarva Be'chatas. So it's cool. You move to kulon. So now this next case, it's chatash and arvo
bechayva.
So what is?
So let's see Rashi. Let's see on the right side. Chatash and bechayva. Ein kasha el kamin chatois shebechayva. Chayva. Kari kan shalim shal yilus or shal zava. So what is it over here? It's not going to be kosher. Ein kosher el kaminyan chatois. The number of chatois in the chayva. How many chatois are in the chayva? How many chatos? One chatos. So what do you do? What do you do with everything over here? I thought we said you can be there. You musu kulan, right? So what's going on over here? I thought we just said you musu kulan. So what does this mean?
She has to bring a can over here, a can of birds, right?
Right.
Okay, so what are the can of birds? Encompasses two wafers.
The chayva is what is two birds. One is one is the chatas, correct?
Okay. What happened over there?
And it got mixed up. We have to do the baratuna. We have to do the baratuna. We have, that's what we want. Okay? We want the baratuna together. That's the only way to go. That's the only way to go. The baratuna. We have your kutchen, base. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to take the nice pair of shirts.
Why are you going to schneiz my clothes?
Because the schneiz wears is too wordy. The baratuna. It's probably, I believe that there are two people who Hashem gave them the gift of writing. From my existence in this world, they are the Bar Tanura and Chofetz Chaim. Okay. The Mishneh Berurah, he has a koyach of writing. It's not real. He's able to lay it out with clarity in very few words. And the Bar Tanura, likewise. Rashi is a goyin sheba goyinim. But Rashi is a very, very difficult parish. Very difficult parish.
Well,
no,
well,
it's very, very difficult.
He had limited space. What he wanted of it.
The Bar Tanura has
Shabrua didn't have as much space as he wanted.
It's not. No. It's not that. It's a gift. You learn. You see this over and over that there are people who a lot of Sfarim. It's said that the people who write the Sfarim, they don't. They have what to say, but they don't have the ability.
I'm in the Elo over here. Where am I going over here?
We're going over here to the Mishneh Beis.
Huh?
Kinim, Perik Aleph Mishneh Beis. We're going to learn the Bar Tanura. Okay, the Bar Tanura has a gold pen.
Elo and his Tumit. I don't put Tumit.
We're coming soon. That's next.
Where do I find
this? Doss is the next Mesechta.
I don't find
the next Mesechta.
Help me out over here.
Ooh, they put it in the wrong place. Oh. Are you talking? It's a shot. Kinim. Al das, amokorim. Das. Adem atlim hispalelim v'ahayonim. Were I daven? They need me. They need the avayonim, or else they couldn't daven. I got honorable mention. I daven. Weiter, Mishnah Beis, Chatos, okay, you got the Mishnah Beis, Perikal Mishnah Beis, in Mishnah is Chatos, Nisar Be'olam, Be'olam Be'chatos, Afilu Lecha, but it will be a go the Bar Tanura straight. Bar Tanura, Mishnah Beis, okay, so the next page, you got the next page, Afilu Lecha, but it will be a Musical, like you said,
but he's not,
he's saying a different reason. It's unbelievable, what about the Chayim, because Bali Chayim, Achosh, Nabal, you say the Darshan Minyan. Okay, so you're a Tanhu the Pollock. Rabbi Yirei Yisrael is a Tanhu the Pollock. Weiter, Chatos, next. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Next, Chatos, Shnesar, Bechayva, Bar Tanura. Chatos, Shnesar, Bechayva, Ben Yoyna, Atar, Shal Chatos, Shnesar, Bishnei Kinim, Shal Chayva. Look at that. He writes over two Kinim, two nests of chayva, the hainu kinim stoma. Now here's the point. This is a very critical thing that he explains. Stoma, they have not yet been specified. That's what's critical over here.
So talk to me about what the obligations are.
A woman comes forward and says, "I have a miyoledes and I have an obligation to bring a chayva."
What is her chayva?
My chayva is to bring a chatos and an oila.
Chatos and oila.
But she did not specify which bird is going to be which.
Right.
That is the saving grace. And this also.
There's only birds. The only thing she means is
only
birds.
No birds.
Animals.
No animals.
She
no
have
animals.
That she's a wealthy
no
lady.
No. By your lettuce is no such thing. Your lettuce is birds. It's birds. Right. Only birds.
So both birds. So it's ben yoina.
Ben yoina. So if she can bring a ben yoina tar, and she did not specify. She did not. That's we have the whole mesach. Sometimes a woman specifies. This bird shall be an oila. This bird shall be a chatas. When you specify, you're asking for big trouble. If you do not specify, it's stam. Here is a set of birds. Koyin, you decide. You decide which one should be the oila, which one should be the chatas.
Right.
So right now, the koyin did not yet decide which one should be which, and before he made that decision, a bird that is a chatas flew inside. So now we're lucky, because since there was definitely one chatas inside, and the other two birds have not yet been specified. Monavshach, you can take any bird that you want and you can bring it as a korban chatas. If you have indeed selected the one that is was already specified as a korban chatas, excellent. What?
If you've already set aside from the two birds, one for chatas, one for
either. Right now we have three birds in front of us, but they have not been designated. Right now we have in front of us three birds. Two birds have not been specified. One bird has been specified.
And that's the one that flew in.
That's one that flew in.
Are you able to identify?
No, you are not. You are not. So now we have in front of us three birds. One bird has been specified. Two birds have not been specified. If they have not been specified, if we will, so manavshach, whatever you do is, if you take one bird and you bring it as a korban chatas, you're safe.
What do you do because with the other two birds?
What? The other two have to die. Because the other two birds may be the chatas.
Right.
But when you start fresh.
Or they may be the oila.
Yeah, but we don't know. But on the tzad, that it is a korban chatas. No, there is no oila. You have not yet specified a korban oila.
So on the tzad,
when you pick any bird, this bird that you're going to pick is either going to be one of the two birds that are stam that have not yet been specified, and by you now offering it as a korban chatas,
so you have to regardless, you have to redesignate.
Yes,
whatever you
correct,
pick.
Correct. On the suffix, right. If this bird already has been designated as a korban chatas, here fine. It is. If the bird has not yet been specified, so now I am hereby specifying that this bird should be a korban chatas. So we have three chatois.
What's this lotion of ein kosher el kimin chatas
shebechayva? The number of chatois in the chayva. The chayva there are two. Now we have it more confusing. I told you a simple case, but the Rav says the case is more complicated because it's not just one set; it's two sets for a total of how many birds?
Four
birds.
Four plus one.
So a total of five birds. So how many birds can you bring as korban chatas?
Two.
Yeah. Because manavshach, those two birds for sure are going to be, no matter what, are going to be the chatas birds. Either one of them already was designated, or now for the very first time, I'm specifying these two are going to become chatas. That's why it's going to be
and three you can't take?
No, because the three, because if you take the third one as become chatas, maybe it's from the set. Maybe you already brought the korban chatas noila, and that's why you can't. Let's see the route. Let's see the bartum. The bartum says very clearly. He said over here is so the chatas shnitzar v'chayv. Let's read it again. It's the third line down. Chatas noila ben yoyin atar shel chatas shnitzar v'bishnei kinim shel chayv. Now he writes two kinim shel chayv. The haynu kinim stoma shel yiladus and shel zava shel kolkein mehem hu echad oila v'yechad chatas v'nimtza ata chamesh. Predois,
Muvavas Yachad. What are you calling Predus?
Predus is a word for a bird. Okay, a word for a single bird. So we have five birds now together. So what does it say in the Mishnah? And the Rav explains, Ein kosh ele min chatosh b'chayva, why? Ven yochel lahavi min elu ha-chamesh, Predus, rak, ein lanu shiyo rak ha-toyra ha-zois. You said that yesterday? Remember saying that?
Ben ilo.
What do you think? What were you doing when you said that? Ein lanu shiyur rak hatorah hazois. Ve'ein yochel lohavi mi'ei lachamish predus rak shtei chatois bilvat. Shezehu minyan hakosher b'shnei kinim shel chayva. This is the number of kosher b'shnei kinim shel chayva. Now he explains. The e of it sholish chatois yokash. I do three chatois. Shema menash shnei kinim. From the two kinim of it, maybe you're going to take from you go take three chatas. Maybe it turns out that you're taking three birds from the two kinim. The lomen amuravos b'chem, not from what's muravos when umeshnei kinim. Ein yecholim la'asos rak shtei chatas. Only to v'loy motzi of it afilu oilachas. The shema yikach chatas hamuravos because. Maybe you're going to take.
And if an oila flew in, then you.
Oh, we're not forget. Wait. You can't do even one because maybe the one that you are selecting is the chatas that flew in.
Right.
Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says next, fourth line, five lines down in the Mishnah. Let's say v'chein oila shenis arva b'chayva. Next case. So far, everything is very simple. Let's say we have a korban oila, which flies into two sets of birds, a total of five birds. Ein kosher ella kamin alais.
Exactly
the reverse. Bein shachayve miruba v'anadava mimuetes. Bein shanadava miruba v'achayve mimuetes. Now what is all bein shleim shavis?
Going in both cases.
Oh, so what is all that mean? Let's see the Rav. The Rav will explain everything very clearly. V'chein oila. Okay, back to the Rav. V'chein oila ben yoynaytar shochuf rash l'shem oila. Shnesarva b'shnesarva b'chayve b'shnei kinim stama with another four birds. Bein kosher ella kamin alais shochayve. Now comes a new chiddush. Bein shavu shachayva miruba v'adavam muetes b'kagoyin Was meint das? Chayva is meruba, and the Nedarim about this kegoyin. Shekan echad mefurah shehin oilos. New case, naya case, a naya unfang. A kan, one kan is mefurah shehin oilos. New case, both birds have been specified to be oilos. Nis odev im kama kinim stoma shel yoledes oy shel zova shekol kan mehem echad chatos v'echad oila. So let's say instead of one bird flying into the four, let's say two birds fly in, but the two birds that fly in are both oilos.
Or could be both chatos.
Or both chatos. Or ben kigon kan echad stuma. We have one that's stuma shnis arbe kama kinim shel oilos. All the way around. You have many, many kinim of oilos. V'karin l'oilos mifuroshos nidav. We're always calling the oilos that are mifuroshos nidava. Mishum d'nadarim u'nadavos k'kukul m'oilos k'tan b'resh perikin. So what is halacha? Back to the Mishnah here says, Bein sh'achoyve miruba. If the choyva is miruba, v'hanadava mu'ates, which means one bird, like our case. So far, that's our case. What does mean achoyve miruba? Two sets of yoledes. And the Nedava is mimu etes, one bird.
The one that flew in.
That's the last case.
Why is that called a nedava? Maybe it was not a nedava. Maybe it was a choyva. How do you know it was a nedava?
He's giving an example, okay? You're right. We're giving an example. Just give an example.
We're
giving an example. That was the case of the Mishnah. We're reviewing now. Okay, in a Hanami, you're right.
How do I know what that chavis is?
I hear what you're saying. Why don't we give that case? Good kasha. You're right. I don't know, but it's the same idea. It's the same principle. Bein sha nedava mu. Now, here's a new case. Nedava is meruba. Two birds, or maybe even five birds that are all oilos, fly into four birds that are stama, v'achoyva mimuetes, or bein sheshtein shavas. Let's say it's two and two. Two oilos, or let's say four oilos, fly into two sets of stomas. The bottom line is
all ain't kosher el of what is in the chayva.
You have to bring two chatois. You bring two chatois, and that's it. And it's over. Okay, now, next mission. Bemed v'mamurim. When is all this so b'choyva over nedava? That's when you have a taruvis of a choyva nedava. So the choyva is chatas n'oila. The nedava kula oila is avol b'choyva shnes arva zoi b'zoi achas l'zoi v'achas l'zoi shtayim l'zoi shtayim l'zoi shalish l'zoi v'shalish l'zoi mechza kosher mechza pasal rav. Let's go and see what's in the Rav. The Rav here says, Gimel, B'choyva v'nedava, sh'nes arvu kini choyva, sh'miktsasa chach, echadas miktsasa no'ilas, and kini nedava sh'kul no'ilas. Aval.
And now comes... So you see that nedava is only oilas.
Of course it's only nedava, so there's a dava pashat.
Because echadas cannot be
a... No, echadas cannot be nedava, that's Torah, of course. Aval.
But an oila could be a choyva.
An oiluk, yes. An oiluk can be a choyv if it's part of a set. No, there's no such thing as a stand-alone oiluk.
By a bird.
Yes, but not by a bird. By a bird, the only time you bring an oiluk is when you bring a chatas bird. There's a very nice parish why that's so. Why that is so. I once saw some amazing thing why that's so. Because when you bring a chatas bird, there's no chalef. They know imurim. When you bring a bird, what do you put on the mizbeach? Nothing. You put the blood. That's it. And what happens? The murasa, you throw the crop into the fire, the trumas hadeshen, and the basar, who gets to eat it? The kohanim. There's no chelev in a bird. So the mizbeach, the ishei hamizbeach, the fire of the mizbeach, does not have anything to eat. Memela, you have to give it something in place of the chalef, and that is a whole bird, the basa. When it comes to an animal, every single animal, the mizbeach has a chalek. What's the chalek?
And the kohanim is shulchan kavaya kazachor.
The kohanim get the basa. Forget about the
kavaya. It's always mishulchan kavaya kazachor.
That's irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant. How is it mishulchan kavaya kazachor if the mizbeach didn't get anything? That's a goof of the point.
Why? You can say by Truma, it's Mishulchan Gavaya Kazach and the Mizbeach gets nothing. Truma. Don't we say the rule when Truma is also Mishulchan Gavaya Kazach?
I don't know.
I think we do, to a certain degree. It's not a matter of okay. The Erev, does the Mizbeach have a chelik in an animal? Yes, it gets the chelif. A bird. Does the Mizbeach have a chelik in the bird? No. There's no chelif that goes on the Mizbeach by a bird. So the Mizbeach has been cheated. In order to make up for the absence of the chelif, you bring an entirely another bird, and you give the Mizbeach the entire bird, the oila.
So that's in which case are we talking about? Right?
Where? Every time, like carbon oil of the yoreit.
We're talking about over here by your kind.
Yoledes.
So she's bringing a chatas.
She's really supposed to bring just the chatas.
Right, and the reason why she's...
And because
she's not getting anything, so
she brings the chatas, mainly has to bring a carbon oil safe as well. By birds, whenever you're going to bring a chatas oila, automatically that triggers the requirement to bring an oila. Why?
Oila, you calling it?
No, an oila. Every time you have an obligation to bring a bird that's a chatas, that will automatically require the person in the Torah to bring another bird as an oila. Why? Because the bird that's an oila is being mashlim, the absence of the chelev that really should go on the mizbech when you bring a carbon chatas. You hear the word?
Yep.
I remember seeing that somewhere. Maybe where did I see that? I saw that somewhere. So once upon a time, I saw that idea. It blew my mind. It's amazing. The first time you see something, it opens up your mind. Then when you hear it again, it takes a lot of work to get all worked up.
Chodesh.
Chodesh Ostman Atara. Vaita. First time I dived in Chaim Berlin, I remember I was in 9th grade. I was blown away. I never saw something like Yom Neroyim. It was like, wow.
I came to Ner Israel in Baltimore. I was 17 years old. It was
blew my mind. Yeah, exactly. And the Eli, wow.
Yeah.
And now, it's like...
You come to a regular shul.
Kachaloyim Yov. You know, it's like you gotta really take it for granted. Right, Avol.
It's everything. It's like you take life.
It's Chaval. Okay, weiter. So now, Avul Chayva, Shazar, Bezo, yes, Avul Chayva, which gets mixed up, Bezo. Second line of the Raf. Avul Bechayva, Shnesar, Bezo, Bezo, Kan, Stumo, Shal Yoledes, Oy, Shal Zava, Shnesar, Bekan, Shal Yoledes, Oy, Shal Zava, Cheres. Okay, so now we have here
two.
A Kan, a set, Stumo, meaning it's not, no one's been specified, no specification. Shall you let us? So far, we've been saved. You know, so far, nothing has been specified. All the sets so far, that's a sign that we've not yet advanced to the more complicated cases. Nothing has been specified. As long as nothing is specified, everything is easy. Once you get into the world of specification, then you get into a lot of trouble. Can't do much. Shall you let us? I shall zava. Shnis arbe. Can't shall you let us? I shall zava. Cheres. Mechza kasha. Mechza pasul. Makav me arba ha meuravim. Shnayim b'vad. Let's say right now we said that the rule.
So half are kosher, half are posel. But what does it mean?
What's the case? Let's say this.
Half you could. How are you gonna pick it? You can pick one chatas and one oiler. That's it.
Right. Half no.
One chatas and one oiler.
One. We take the total number. We take the total number of birds. Let's say for argument, we have over here. Three sets from this person gets mixed up with two sets from this person. A grand total of five sets. Five sets is 10 birds.
We're not talking about five. We're talking about two sets.
It doesn't matter. But let's take it doesn't matter.
Two sets. So you can only take one oiler from one and one chatas from the other.
Well, they're all mixed together. You have one from the other. They're all mixed together. You're not specifying from one. You're all mixed. All big taruvas. They have two sets. So Reuven has a set and Shimon has a set. They all get mixed. How many birds do we have in front of us in total? Four birds. They're all mixed together, thoroughly mixed together. So you can pick out two birds. This bird, you're a carbon chatos. This one, you're an oil. You have to stop right there. That's the end. The end. Let's say you have a total of five sets, 10 birds. So five birds. So therefore, you only can do five. So you have 10 birds, a total of five birds. You have a total of 10 birds, five sets. So what do we do? How do you do that?
No, that's what I'm wondering.
It's not even number.
If you have two sets, you take one for an oiler, one for a chatas, you're good.
They're mixed together. You have two sets. But four birds.
How do you know that when you're taking
Manavshach.
How do you know? But maybe the two birds that you're picking, whether the two oilers that were there, maybe, and now you're saying,
let's clarify.
Yeah, let's clarify.
Okay, indeed. You have two sets. Reuven has a set. Shimon has a set. They get mixed together.
So I can take one chatas.
How many birds do we have now in total? Four. Now let me first take a carbon chatas. Think of all the scenarios. Whose chatas am I taking? Well, I'm either taking a chatas from Reuven or from Shimon. Four birds. This bird that I'm taking is from somebody. Now I take an oila. The oil that I'm taking is coming from worst scenario. I mean, either or. It's coming either. It's part of the original set from Reuven, or maybe it's the oila from Shimon. So manavshach. So let me go find. Let me take now a third bird. Another chatas. Oh no. If you take another chatas, you try to do another set, maybe what you're selecting is
the oila.
Is the oila from Reuven. So you can't do that. So now let's make the case more complicated. Let's say we have over here a total of five, an odd number. Okay, let's make the case more complicated. Five sets. One guy has three sets, and one guy has two sets.
What do you have to go there? What do you have to go there for? I'm not talking about
you don't want
to
go there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to the Rav. Rav says, Mechza kosher, mechza pasul, makrev hamerabo. He talks the case, there are four, hamud of him, shnayim bilvat. The other day, oilois, if you can do two oilois, shema, yase me oison me kan echod. Maybe the one they bring is in one set. The kol kan stuma hu echod, the kol kan stuma hu echod oil echod chatas. Vaita, hamuot kosher, okay, vaita in the Mishnah, go back to the Mishnah. Okay, it says, avo bechoy vosh, and so zo, achas, lozo viachal zo. Or, shtayim lozoi. Shtayim lazoi, two and two. Or shalosh lazoi v'shalosh lazoi, mechza kosh, mechza pasul. Now we come to the odd numbers. Achas lazu, ushtayim lazu, total of three. And v'shalosh lazu, another guy comes to read this one. The eser lazoi, umeo lazoi, hamuot kosher. So what's the muot? The muot is one bird, that's it. That is it, hamuot kosher. Bein mishem echad, bein mishnei shemus, bein miisha achas, bein mishtei noshim. Okay, Rav. Rav says, Hamud kosher. Im this odev kan echad, stuma, bishnei kinem achedim oi bishloisho, eino yochel lahakav ele kan echad. Preid achas lechata, se preid achas leoila. Avol shtei oila is loy motzi of it. Why not? Because maybe both birds are being going to come from the first set. Shema yikach hakan shemugur tchila leleida achas she'enu yochol leleida achas she'enu yochol asas mimenu ela echad chatas v'echad ela v'chein im nusar v'u asar akinim b'meya ten b'meya enu makar mikul nela asar akinim. Now here's a chiddush. This is a very interesting chiddush. This is very important. This is a very, very, very important point. If a woman comes, a person has 10 sets. Now you know what that means? It means if you bring 10 sets and it's stumas, that means each set can really be both chatois or both oilas. When one person brings two sets, it doesn't mean, each set, one is a chatos, one is an oila, this is a chas and oila. Since it's one person and there are two sets, it's possible that the first entire set will be chatois, and the second from the entire second set will be oilas. That's valid, because that's all part of bringing a set. It's a very critical yisoid in this mesecta. And if not for learning this, now never would have known that. Okay, so when it comes to a person brings one set, one is a chatas, one is an oila. If you have two different people, one guy brings one set, he brings another set, each one, it's individual, one is a chatas, one is from their individual set. But when one person is bringing multiple sets, even for multiple chiyuvim, because it's one person, and he did not specify which one goes for which, nothing is specified. Nothing. And therefore, you're even allowed to bring, if one guy brings 10 sets, and the other one has 100 sets, you can bring 10 sets. oh, but maybe when I'm going to bring the second, I'm going to chatas chatas, but maybe the second chatas is going to be the pair of the first chatas. That's right, gesunte hate. You can do that. If you have to bring 10 sets, all the means is from your 10 sets, you have 20 birds, 10 birds are going to be chatas, 10 are going to be oilas. That's in a chanami, it's A-OK.
Right.
That's a chiddush. Okay, that's the side of this Mishnah. The chain in the server are started kidding by mayor, in the market of Kulmgul, the last kidding, because some of the chadism doesn't oil us. We are sharp, sulim, the zehang,
mukasha. Mishem Echad, how does that play in over here?
Oh, so he's saying over here, see, maybe I jumped the gun. He says, Mishem Echad, we're going to say Mishem Echad, we're going to say that word. In the Mishnah, oh, Mishnah, I guess what it means is Yoledes.
So how does that work then?
So there was let's say one person is bringing 10 sets.
One person,
the woman is bringing 10 sets, and she's bringing 5 off of Ziva and 5 off for Yoledes. I had 5 children. I never got around to bring my carbonus for my 5 children.
You should have more than one kid at a time.
You have twins. How many carbonus do you bring for twins? I think only bring one set, right? I don't think you bring 2 sets. You have 5 kids in one shot. Shisha be careful.
Because there's only one shua. You bring the carbon on the shua. She swore.
It says Yoledes. It says Isha ki Yolda is didn't relate, not right, the exactly. Number of children.
Exactly.
Okay, so she brings. But let's say, here's a very important. Let's say a woman, she's bringing 10 sets.
Right.
5 midin Ziva.
Right.
And 5 midin Yoledes. How many shemites is that?
2
shemites. Then it's like you can't bring more than 5. Because the first 5 that are coming midin, yoledes, there we can break up the sets. We can say that the first couple are all going to be from you have 20 birds. So the first 10, you can break up 5 and 5. But if it's coming... If it's coming for 2 different chayvas, one half of my birds are coming for Yoledes, and the other half is coming for Ziva, it's like 2 people. And just like when it's 2 people, you cannot mingle, you cannot mix the sets of this person with another person, and we have to take into consideration that the second bird might be the pair, and you bring the wrong one.
Right.
So to even one person, if you're bringing multiple korbanos because of different reasons, you cannot mix them.
So he's saying, why is there no problem over there?
Oh, no, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe that doesn't make a difference. Let's see the Rav. We didn't finish the Rav.
We didn't say Ketzer.
Bein miisha achas ki mefarish v'ozlas. Let's see the next mishnah. Ketsa. Okay, let's go back to the mishnah. Ketsa. What's the example? Mishenecha. What is mishenecha? Leda v'leda. Ziva v'ziva. Mishenecha. That's called mishenecha. Mishnei shemos. Vos meinto mishnei shemos. Leda v'ziva. Ketsa. What does that mean? Shtei nashim. Alzo leda. V'alzo leda. Alzo ziva. V'alzo ziva. That's called mishenecha. What is mishnei shemos? Alzoi leida v'alzoi ziva. One is bringing for leida, one is bringing for ziva. Okay, so he's not discussing my case. My case was we have a woman. Okay, we didn't get to my case. My case was we have a woman, and the woman herself is bringing 10. Is bringing 10 sets. 5 from leida, 5 from ziva. That's not the case of the Mishnah. The case the Mishnah here means is that with each person is bringing one shame. The question is, both of them together, is it mishemel or mishemel?
So it's a real monkey wrench. If it's too shameless, how does that work?
What do you mean too shame? What's the problem? It's the same thing. The chiddush is when it's one shame, it's still a zel bazach. If you have 2 people, the point over here is the people. It's 2 nashim. So therefore, one is
for different reasons.
Different reasons. It doesn't even the same reason. The chiddush is even the same. One is bringing 100 sets, and one is bringing 10 sets. You cannot bring more than 10 sets. Why? Oh, but both of women are bringing it for the same purpose. They're both bringing it for different. Why don't we go say that we should bring, we should be able to bring all of the sets? The first 50, the first half, you have 110 sets. So 55 sets will be, 55 are going to be oilos, 55 are chatois. So bring them all. No, since this is for me and this is for you, we cannot mix the two. We have to take into consideration that my set that they have to take into consideration, the most you bring is 10, is the most you can possibly bring because that's the safest number. Now, I ask you a question, what about if you have one woman who has two shaylas? Okay, that we not discuss.
So why would that be different? Because the chiddush is that one woman can bring 10 sets.
No, the chiddush is that
one woman can bring 10
sets. Why would that be different? The chiddush would be different. The chiddush, if you have one woman that she's bringing for Ziva and for Leida, so the chiddush, she's like two women. Because since she's bringing two different types of korbanos, each one is independent. You cannot mingle the two together and say and bring whatever that number is. Okay, and even though it's not said in the Mishnah, I'm assuming that to be the case. Probably see later on in the Mishnah. Right, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yosi says, "Shtei nashim shalachu kinem bo'eruv." Two women. Now we have a new case. Osh nasnu b'nei kinem la'koyin le'ezer sheyirtze koyin Yaakov chatos le'ezer sheyirtze koyin Yaakov oila bein mishemecha bein mishnei shemas. Now he's going to make an exception. The case that we discussed, where you cannot go mixed together, is where the women already were separate. I have in my possession 10 sets. She has in her possession 100 sets. Okay, so we're already separate. Now, in my 10 sets, nothing has been specified, so any 5 birds you want, any 10 birds you want can be a chatas. Any 10 you want, you'll be an oila. And by the way, the one has 100 sets, any 100 birds you want can be a chatas. Any 100 you want can be an oila. But that's because we can't mix the two together, because each one came with separate. But if we come and we pool our money together and we give the money to the Kohen and say, Kohen, here, we're two people. We have an obligation. Here's the money that and you go and do it with, then you do for both of us. The Kohen can do whatever he wants. Okay, so then it's going to be easy. Rasa the Rav, Rabbi says, Rabbi Yosi, Yomer, Eloi Mishum, this is Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Bereira. It's not because he was a Yesh
Bereira. Obviously, he's not Yesh Bereira. Why would I think it is Bereira?
Why not? Whoever had double the
Mafreya, but there was no.
Why don't we say they're two separate women? They're two separate women. Therefore, how can you go mix two together? How can you mix it? Just like when each one brings their own kanstuma, you cannot mix the two together. Maybe we cannot mix two together. How can we do this? Teretz is Brera. Whoever had no, so you don't need to come on to that.
There was stam. Loi mishum the sarab yesi yesh ber v'neim the kishahikuv hakayin kan echad l'shem l'shem achzmen
chuvar devil b'afreya the mitchil b'shas l'kichas hakayin chay kan zeh shala el b'farshu gemar b'perik b'chol me'arvin rabbi yesi myri b'shehisnu they made it tanai b'shas l'kicha. If they would not make it tonight, then it's mashal be no good. Then it's mashal each one.
Why wouldn't they say brera?
Why? So because maybe we hold in brera. If you say brera is a machlekes, if we hold the brera, it's machlekes. So who says we hold the brera?
So this mandam is on daf according to Rabbi Yosi, according to the other mandam, what does he hold?
Everyone holds of this. This is the previous case where they did not come together. The previous part of the mission is where they came separately.
But they got mixed up.
What?
So they got mixed up.
So it's a bigger problem. That's exactly why it's a problem. Because it got mixed up, it's a problem. If one woman presents 10 sets and another woman presents 100 sets, so the rule is the coin can only be a marker of 10 sets. The mute. But what about in the case where the woman do not come with her 10 sets and her 100 sets? They come with money that's equal to 110 sets. Then you can be makif all 110 sets. Because why? So you would say, because of brera. No, that's not the case. We don't want to get involved in the machlekes of brera. The reason is because we're going in a case where it's made a tanai. The tanai was the money is not yet sanctified until the coin actually sets aside. It's not that my money already is here in the mafreya, whatever. The money is not, it's more fundamental. The money, the birds are not sacred. The birds do not have any sanctity until the kohen decides which one's going to go for what. It's much more fundamental. We do not need to enter into the controversy of breira, chulver hadavu lemafreya. We don't need to come on to that. Okay, next Mishnah. Perek Beis, Kanstuma. Now we go, more complicated. Kanstuma, shaparach mena goes
a lot. That's the other way. Flew the coop.
It went to the Leben HaMesos. What is the Leben HaMesos? We'll see in a moment. One of three cases. Either it disappeared, or it went into the Mesos, or it died. Yikach Zug Lasheni, take a replacement. Let's see Rav. Right away. If you specified, very easy, take a replacement. You may be misled to believe that if you have a set and they're already sacred, and one gets lost, it's a chesaron in the ganze set. You hear? The whole set is no good. And you should be required to start all over again. We're talking, these say, such a principle by the shnei hasi'inim, the surah mishtaleach. So therefore, you have to do a goyrol. So what happens if one of them runs away? Do you have to make a new goyrol? It's not so popular. I don't remember. So that's some of the rules that you have to do over there. So here, there's no goyrol. So therefore, this whole issue is on a positive. One gets lost, it's not to let you go, you bring a replacement. For whatever was missing, then when the Kohen will decide, he'll decide whatever he wants. Now we have three examples. One is La'avir, number two is Lebein HaMesos, number three is Dice. What does it mean, Lebein HaMesos? Lebein Kinim Mishpatan, Sheyamus Kulam, right, Kugoyin Chatas, Shinesar, Be'oilo, V'tanam, B'chu, Berka, Kamu, Yimus, Kulam, Lebein HaKarevois, Lebein Kinim. That's the next part of the mission. Okay. Now the next part of the mission. The next part of the mission here is the Parach Lebein HaKreves. Oh, now we have a bird, and the bird flies into the Kreves. What is Halacha Pasul? Upoisel Echad Kinegdoi. Raf.
Sounds like the case before.
Oh, okay. Let's see. No, but here it's more calm because because the case before was where the bird that fell in was specified. In the case we had before, the bird that flew in was an oila or a chatas, right, which went into a kan stuma. Right. In this case, we have a bird that is a stuma, that gets mixed into specified birds.
Right.
So let's see. Leben akrevos, leben kinim, but no, more specific. It gets mixed with birds that have already been specified. We never had this case before. In the previous parak, we had the case with oila.
We knew what was flying in here.
Here,
a bird.
A bird is flying. A bird that's not been specified flies to birds that also have not been specified. Okay, so getting more complicated. A bird that's not specified is now flew into a set of birds that also has not been specified.
Stumas.
Stumas means that they have not been specified. Which one?
The parak lebena kreves. It was Stamba bird.
No, the bird that flew in was part of a set.
It was part of a set?
Yes. We have a Kan Stuma.
Two sets got mixed up. Here we just have one of the birds.
Right, exactly. Right. The case before was two sets got mixed up, right? So this case, only one bird from a Kan Stuma flies into another Kan Stuma.
Right, so should only be able to take one bird.
Leben Kinim Stuma, so I'm just, so what is Halacha? Pasul upaisel echad kineg lefisha who stam v'lo nisparish. Now the rule here is because it's stam v'lo nisparish im chatas imayla lefichach einay paisel el echad kineg din penefarish. What does that mean exactly? We have to explain what this means.
That's amazing.
And it means goes the parak pasul upaisel echad kineg the case.
That means you could take two birds.
Explains Mishnah Beis. And we just said words, okay? Nachmal has the rules of the Mishnah. Most of the Mishnah is can't stuma shaparach menu goes to lach. The oisha parach leben avedes. Oisha beis lechav men v'yikach zug l'sheni. You take a replacement. You yikach zug l'sheni. Take a replacement. Fine. But let's say parach leben akrevais. So it says this words now. Pasul upois lechet kinegdai, shahagoizel hapareach, posel, upois lechet kinegdai, ketzah. What does that mean? Oh. Say by the bell. So how far do we get? We only got up, we did yesterday, Zaf, we did Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, look, Chatas. Isn't that amazing? That Yom Kippur's Zaf was called Chatas. Chatas, Kapora, Chit. The Soyer, this is a common Chatas. The Shnei Siri Chatas, isn't that amazing? Hashkoch Chatas? Big box. Yesterday's Zaf, Yom Kippur. We did today at least the first Mishnah. Tomorrow, Shabbos.